Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and my cohort in mischievous activities here is Tracy Mahan.
Yay! Back again.
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back with you. I know I've been, how long has it been? It's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks, yeah. And then we're going to take another little jaunt to, but we'll be talking about why.
Yes.
There's going to be some gaps in the live shows.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, lots of things have been happening and lots of things continue to be happening. And so, wonderful thing. How's everybody's summer? How's your summer?
Is it summer?
I know it's warm.
Over in Oregon, it's been kind of overcast. We actually had rain last night. So it hasn't been cold, but it hasn't been hot, and we've had a couple of days that kind of got maybe close to 90 or something. I don't know. So it's been, for me, it's been pleasant, but it hasn't been hot. I did get to go to the creek one day with the boys, and I did get almost got color, not near as nice as lawnmower tan, like
But we were noticing, we had ourselves side by side yesterday on here, and she was noticing that I had a little more color than she did. And she's like, well, how did you get that? What's going on? And I had to think about it quite a while. I thought, well, where was I? Have I been where I've been in sun? And it was like, no. And it was like, oh no, that was here. Like last weekend, mowing the lawn,
doing something very fun. Yeah. That's a summer thing. That's good.
Absolutely. I always actually look forward to mowing the lawn. It's very relaxing to me. That's my zen time to really think.
I agree. I used to mow the lawn. We had a huge, they still have a huge yard at mom and dad's, and we had a riding lawnmower. So is yours a rider?
Yeah. I have a rider when I'm doing the whole thing. If I'm doing just a little part of it, I have a push mower.
So, you know, when you're out there, you're just driving your little tractor around circles. Yeah. And it's just, it kind of puts you in that meditation. I like it. And I love the smell of fresh cut grass.
And I love the look of it when it's done. It's so pretty. It's just nice and smooth and looks like a park. I like the end result.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you have some dragon plants out in your yard. I think I got a picture of that because she knows I like the dragons.
Yeah, they're called Dragon's Breath. And they have plumes that kind of look like fire, so I think that's
where they got their name, most likely.
I got them originally. I mean, I didn't even see the name of them before I decided on them. Yeah. I got them because they're deer resistant. I mean, every time I'm talking to you, I'm always saying, "Oh, there's a deer." I mean, deer are all over out here, and they're always eating the plants that I don't want them to eat. Yes. And so I got these dragon's breath plants to protect my hostas that they just seem to love. And so I put them around them like they're guarding my hostas.
A little guardian. I like that.
Yeah.
Just try it.
And it might be working. Because one of them is starting to grow back. And so,
that is good.
Yeah.
That is a good sign that it's working.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. And the deer are still coming around, right? They're still coming around saying hello.
Oh, my gosh. It's even closer than before. I mean, it's one thing when I'm in the house and they're real close. But the last several times I've gone outside, there's one. It's probably one in particular. Again, I don't know. You know, sometimes I can tell them
apart. It's a deer.
But I know it's a doe. But otherwise. But the last several times I've gone outside, I mean, it might be like standing there 10 feet from me, and it just looks at me, and I'm like, oh, hello. And I just walk easily to the car. And I'm like, now, the other day it was standing right where the car was going to be backing up. I'm like, you probably want to move because I don't want to be running into you. And so I gave it notice, and it just walked away. And it's my little pet. I've told them before that they're all safe here.
You need to bring them like little apple slices or something.
Yeah, that would be good.
Give them little treats. Then the next step is teaching them tricks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
good. All right.
I thought it was enough of a trick for them to just stand there while I walk around. I thought that was pretty good because it used to be I walk out the door and they're taken off.
Do you ever think that they're wondering or thinking to themselves, oh, look, I trained that human well? Yeah.
Look, they're walking really carefully whenever I stand here.
I taught them to do that.
Well, they used to. Well, this is going to be a nature show.
It is.
I mean, don't you want to know what it's like living here? They used to just stand there. I mean, once I was on the front deck and I was sitting there and the deer came up. And it's like it takes them a minute to even notice because I was sitting in the chair and stuff and they don't see me until I move. And then it's looking at me. And this is before they got to be so nice and gentle. Maybe this is what caused it. But just looking at me and I'm talking to it and it's just like doing its little.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound friendly.
No. And I'm like, everything's fine. You're safe. Everything's good. And then it's
not going to hurt you.
Back
yeah. Up. Nice. So, making friends.
My woodland friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when they're big and fluffy and maybe black, like that could be a bear. So don't be. Oh.
Yeah, I did see a bear one time, and not here. It was on my drive to here. Mm-hmm. It was so actually, it was a cute little bear. It was.
Oh. They are cute.
It was trying to get away from me. I was driving on the road, and it was climbing over the fence. It was like it was so funny because you know, the deer are graceful, and it just went blah blah blah. And it was like I guess it seems small, but I think someone said it's like a medium size. That's the size they are here.
Are they little? Are they the black bears? They are a little smaller. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. And anyway, it got over that fence because it took it. It was like it scared. I scared it because I came around the curve and it was like, ah, you know, so it got over the fence. And then I was trying to get my camera and it's just going off into the field and takes off. I'm like, ah, a bear. I heard they were here, but I never seen one. Okay. I finally saw a bear.
And then here comes my personality. Did you go home and look that up? Power animal bear?
No, I didn't. I was just so excited that I saw. No, I should have because, I mean, nobody, everybody was surprised that, you know, because we were told there are bears right. here.
Yeah. And,
but we don't ever see them. We're told there's a panther here, too.
Really?
Well, that's like a myth, you know, but sometimes you see something out in the field.
Mm.
Yeah. So
a panther isn't native to that area, is it?
Probably not.
Yeah. We don't know. This isn't a very good nature show. If that's why you're tuning in today, because you wanted some facts about wildlife, this is not the show.
No, I'm just telling you what I have seen and what I have heard about. That's all I can give you.
That's all you're going to get.
Yep. Oh, and one day, while I was sitting, actually, it was probably the same. No, maybe it was the next day. I was sitting on the front deck, and the deer up there eating and stuff. So I've got a couple or two or three out there now. And then I hear something else. It's a different kind of walking, and I'm like, okay, what? It's a wild turkey just walking through what's in front of my house. I'm like, this is just a regular nature preserve.
Well, you are out there in ways that could be.
Yeah,
but did you attempt to talk to the turkey?
No, it was further away. It was just walking, doing its thing. I did get a picture of it, though.
Yeah. If you would talk to a turkey, what might that sound like?
Probably a little slower than what I talk to a deer. I don't do the clucks and all that stuff. I just talk.
No gobbling? No gobbling.
Oh. I just talk. It would probably be something like.
I'm a little disappointed, but let's keep going.
How are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, it was just methodically just walking along.
No, I think a little gobble would have been a little bit better.
I don't do that.
You're so serious right now.
I talk to animals like beings.
I understand. Yeah.
And they talk back. When I talk to them that way. So it works for me.
It's like talking to babies with the little, what you baby? What you doing? Or just
and they're like
grow up talking. Already and get out of them diapers. That's, yeah. Learn to use the potty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody tuning in is like, What on earth is going on here?
We will get to something.
I thought I was gonna coming in to see parallel realities and dimensional shifts. Well, I guess we have been doing some parallel reality. The animal kingdom.
The animal kingdom's a parallel reality.
Yeah. And who knows?
And I just shift dimensions when I went into baby talk to normal talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're giving you examples, you guys. We're just hoping you're enjoying it. Before we do that, though, let's talk about your trip.
Okay. Which trip was that?
Let's go to China. Because, you know, I was trying to segue into that with the dragon breath in your driveway or in your yard. But then we went off to deer and 20 minutes later, almost 20 minutes.
That's about normal for me.
That's what it's like. That's what it's like. So I was showing Julia that I picked the appropriate cup for the show because it is the Mercury retrograde as we are winding it up. And we have this show should have been yesterday live.
Yeah.
Yes. So it says, I am sorry for the things I said when Mercury was in retrograde. Right there. So just that's me apologizing right now. Let's go to China.
Okay. I just got back, but. So you want to go again?
Yes. And let's just segue this into the show. So this would be us taking a dimension shift and tuning into an alternate reality. Absolutely. We're going to go on a mind trip and Julia is going to take us there when we go to China.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful way of putting it because it's that simple. Mm-hmm. Since everybody wants to make it this big woo-woo thing. It's really complicated. I need to really focus and meditate and concentrate. So, no, all we have to do is remember. Just remember. Okay. China. This was, I have to say, probably my best trip to China.
Wonderful.
My most fun trip. It was very different. And I really had a lot of fun there and everything.
The pictures look like fun.
Yeah. 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 We were, I don't really know what was, I mean, we were in a different location and I think that had a lot to do with it. It was all this different energy, different vibes. And so I think that was it. The people are just amazing. Always. Yeah. Students are always amazing. And then where we were, it was a really cool, you know, people were really cool there. So, and don't ask me where we were. It was on a lake. It was a lake, and it was outside of Hangzhou. I think that's how you say it. Hangzhou. I always say it wrong. So that area is just gorgeous there. And it's like, this is like a resort area. So it's where people come, you know, it's a resort. So, and I think that may have, that affected the ambiance and the people, all of that. So it was,
which
it
is
was really, really nice. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you learned some sort of little.
Yeah. Yeah. They, yeah, this was, there's this one student in particular, amazing, amazing artistic ability. And every day in class, she was drawing pictures of what was happening on the stage. I mean, she just draw the whole full scene. I mean, everything, all the people on it and everything was happening and just amazing. And she just loves to take pictures. She's a lot like Tracy. Loves to take pictures with all the funny little things on them. And, you do these selfies and then they pop up with little cat ears or bunny rabbit ears or all these funny things or funny glasses or, you know, or what you did that French thing. So anyway, all these really funny things. So that was, it's great icebreaker. And
there we go. See, I did it just then. Loving it. You guys just go to my Facebook and you'll see that later.
Anyway, and so one night at dinner, this was like about halfway through, she came to dinner with us and everything, and I don't remember how this got started, but all of a sudden, before you know it, well, we were just being goofy, and all we were drinking was coconut milk. I mean,
enough said.
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, have you had coconut milk?
I don't think so. Coconut water. Is it different?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's different. Oh my gosh, it's good. That's probably my new favorite drink. After tea, that's my. I mean, I'm trying to see where I can get it. I think Jacqueline was saying, well, she had it in Hawaii when she was growing up in Hawaii, so I must be able to get it someplace. Anyway, it is wonderful. So we were drinking that because it's like it's hard to find things. You're trying to find things that kind of satisfy. And they don't drink anything cold, but that was chilled.
Oh.
So that's where it was like, okay, that was really satisfying, that want to have something cool. The food is amazing. But there again, it's the way they do it. And this is something I thought was so funny. They have, all of their things anything with chicken, you're going to get all of the chicken, all of the parts of the chicken. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the bones are going to be in there. Everything's going to be in there. And it's like, so you're always, this isn't soup. This isn't anything. You're getting it all. And fish, always have the token fish, the whole fish. You're seeing the whole thing out there. Everything, they always leave the heads on it. They always leave, everything. It's like, so after a little bit, I'm like, I'm kind of done with this. I'd like some, you just get to that point. It's fantastic. And what they do with vegetables,
it's an art over there, isn't it?
It is an art. Oh, my gosh. And it's like, we don't have many of those vegetables. And two, we don't know that way of cooking. They flavor things in such a, oh, my gosh. I could be a vegetarian if I had that kind of vegetables. Because I got to where I didn't want fish anymore or chicken because of all that stuff that was there, So I was just eating vegetables. It was fine. It's wonderful. One thing they said, because we're like, gosh, it's like we were getting through the fish. There's so many bones, and how we are, we don't like bones in our fish. Well, right. they said, well, we want the bones. That's why we know it's authentic. It's real. So that's their thinking. The same with the chicken. They want the bones in the meat. So that way they know it's really from an animal.
Oh, wow.
And it may be why they put all the different pieces and parts in there, too. So, it's really the whole thing. I'm talking all of it.
I'm thinking, I'll just take your word for it. It's real.
Yeah.
Fish up. No.
and as with some pictures got out because they had and as one of the dishes was the chicken feet. That was it. It was one in a soup.
I think
soup,
I saw
also,
that picture.
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. So they're like. They said, oh, yeah, it's wonderful to eat. It's just, it's, and I'm like, and they're like, try it. I'm like, no, I think I'm fine. I'll take, it's like, that was just something I couldn't imagine, but they caught me in some funny pictures just looking at it.
Yeah, I'm a witness of that.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw those pictures.
Be careful about how you look at things because people are always taking pictures. Yeah.
Always a camera somewhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, but that was then I thought it was funny because then after I got back, I happened to be watching something like a game show. And one of the, one of the questions was something like, what is it people don't want to find in their fish or something like that? And bones was one of the answers. I was like, see, that's the two different cultures. That's just Americans, and that's what we kept trying to tell them. We don't want bones in our food. We don't like them.
That's funny.
And they just couldn't understand.
They pick the bones out, right? They don't eat it, do they?
Oh, yeah, no, they pick them out. Some of them they eat, but it's like, I don't know how. any bone, because we've been trained. Bones can hurt you, and so you get them out fast.
So, get the bones out, especially fish bones.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So anyway. Then we were where we did the class, like I said, was at this really nice resort area. And then on the last day we went on a boat that went around all over the lake and stuff. So we got to tour the lake. It was really nice. Very, very nice.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. China wasn't on my radar before, but after seeing your pictures and everything, it kind of looks like it'd be a neat place to go.
Yeah. And then the thing you're talking about, that was that one dinner. Like I said, I don't remember how it got started. People were making commercials. It's like you're just being goofy. And Kaya was making a commercial about the coconut milk. And then Kaya and Leo were making commercials about the coconut milk. Anyway, one thing leads to another. Then the next thing you know, we're all doing this song, this cat song from over there.
Yes. Had I been a little bit more prepared, you would have all seen it.
Anyway, and so that has now started. It was a challenge because the next day we came into class and we showed it, and then the whole class did it. So we all did it together. And then that got presented to the next class as a challenge to for them to come up with something that was kind of cultural to
and
them.
That one was cool. Yeah.
And they were, that was in Australia, and they were doing kangaroo and.
So what I'm going to say to people that are thinking, gosh, how would I get to see these? Go to Facebook and go follow QHHT. What is the page? Is it just QHHT?
QHHT official, I think.
Let me check. I'm going to just, since I'm here.
And you can see all the goofy, funny things that we do.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Make sure that's the right page. It says QHHT. I did put in QHHT official, which is a link to your website, but it says QHHT on the page, and it's got Dolores Cannon. It's got your banner up there. And, yeah, you guys will be able to see the trips that they take and the classes and all the fun adventures in between. You're going to Stonehenge next, right?
We're going to England, and Stonehenge is one of the places we're going on the excursion day or cultural day, whatever you want to call it. So we're going to Stonehenge, Avery, Woodhenge, I believe. Anyway, there's several hinges. So where they have the ancient stones, and we're being led by Maria Wheatley, who works with the energy and the ley lines, and she gives us she maps out all of that, so you can see exactly where all of those flow through these ancient sites. So there's a whole story.
Amazing.
There,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And like with Stonehenge, we have tickets to be on the inside of the circle, which is a real special treat. Because you're not allowed to go in there without special permission. And that's where we got this. So the only time you can go that the public is allowed inside is during the solstices. And so, and when you go then, I mean, there's thousands of people and you can't even.
Yeah. I saw pictures from the last one. Yeah. People were posting pictures of that and it looked overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
It would probably be hard to go in and feel the energy of the stones with that many people. Yeah,
it is. And actually, here's an interesting story. When, Mom and I went before to Stonehenge with Maria Wheatley, and we did the same thing. We got tickets to go on the inside. And so it was a small group of us, maybe 15 people, something like that. Maria was showing us where the ley lines were and showing us how to feel the energy of the stones. And anyway, and I just, you know, so I was doing that, and I could feel the stones, and it's like they were open and they were communicating. And it's like, it was so cool, the feeling of them. So then the next time I went was during the solstice, and thousands of people, I mean, it was really hard to get inside the circle, much less around anything. Anyway, I was trying to tap into them again to see if I felt that. And it was like they had completely turned their energy off.
Wow.
So because there was just so much chaos and everything, it was like they couldn't. They had to really shut down. And so there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
We got it from the source herself.
Yeah.
The stones will be open to the smaller groups. So
they do communicate.
Yeah. Is there any room left in that particular class to get signed up?
Yeah, there's a little bit. It's not a lot, but there is a little bit.
And that would be on QHHTofficial.com.
Yes,
go to... what is the page? Classes?
The classes. I think it says.
I'm going to look. Live training.
Top.
Go to the live training tab under QHHT courses.
Yeah. So. That'll take you to the page of all these different events.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So that's going to be really, really fun to do all that.
Yeah. That one I want to be live streamed on.
Okay. Live from the center of the circle.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and then, let's see, so that's, oh, then after that one, because that's a level 2 class, then after that one we will go to Gibraltar, the Rock of Gibraltar, and do a level 1 class.
I'm excited about that.
I know. You know, that's one of those things you just, that's one of those things you just hear about. You know, I mean, it's like the Rock of Gibraltar. Because I remember when we were first talking about it, it's like, wait a minute, I know something about that. I've heard of that.
So tell us about that so that I've heard about it. Because I haven't ever heard about that before.
Well, just like, you know, the Rock of Gibraltar, only that kind of stuff. I've just heard the names. And then that's where the hotel where we're doing the class is on the Rock of Gibraltar.
Wow.
It's on it. So cool. And then, you know, I remember the straits or anyway, there's these terms like where you're crossing the water to go over to Morocco, you know, and stuff. And so it's like I can't even think of it right now. That's a popular term I've heard so many times. But anyway, but that's what we'll be doing for our excursion day, our cultural day there, is we'll be going across to Morocco, to Tangier, and we'll be doing a tour of Tangier and take a camel safari on the beach. So it's like...
Yeah. All right, you guys, I can feel you all just going, your hearts are coming out of your chest. Go to QHHTOfficial.com. There's no other... This is like... This is the stuff. This is where it's at. QHHT, go into a quantum healing hypnosis course. And not only are you in this quantum healing, but you get to take these exciting journeys on these trainings. So
right. And the reason we do that, I mean, one, it's really cool and it's fun and really puts us together. But two, these are places that so many people go to in their sessions. And so So it's like we're able to, we're pulling it all together. So we're seeing these exotic, really cool places.
Yeah, pyramids and all of it. Yeah.
Exactly. And so like speaking of pyramids, that'll be later in the year. We'll be in Egypt.
Yay!
and we'll have... Well,
I really think you need theme music behind each one of these, like something from
bum, bum, bum.
From that culture.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be in December. We'll be going to Cairo. We'll do a 3-day culture day that's attached to the class. And that'll be where we go around to all the pyramids and things like that. And then if you want to join us, if you want to just come and hang with us, 4 days additionally, after that, we'll be a separate cruise down the Nile. And that I have never done before, so I'm really excited about that.
That I didn't even know that was a thing till you told me about that. That sounds really
cool. I don't think we have it on the site yet. I don't know why.
It's It'll not last minute yet. It's not
right. We like to do those things, don't we? Anyway, it'll be up very soon. And before we go to there, we'll be in France, in Cannes, in the south of France. Being able to there, so that way we're just
everywhere,
and seeing that's Mary Magdalene territory.
Ah, yeah, nice.
So we will have someone taking us on a tour, and of all the, I think the Knights Templar, the Mary Magdalene. This is that whole region.
That's going to be beautiful. Yeah.
Absolutely,
the energy is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. This is where all these things come to life.
So what Julia doesn't know is that every night I do a ritual where I'm like, let me be tuned into Julia so that I can remote view and feel through her as she is going through all of these different experiences. So when you start not feeling quite yourself, that's me. That's me.
Oh, now that explains it.
Yeah, the ETs have been teaching me how to be the channel instead of channeling. So you'll be channeling me in, and I'll just have these experiences remotely.
Okay.
Some of them I get to be there, like Mount Shasta.
Yeah. Yes. We have that coming up. We'll see. Mount Shasta's in September.
Yep.
That'd be level 2. We'll have our practitioner reunion there as well.
Yay.
Plus, we'll be doing sound healing and hikes on Mount Shasta and all kinds. Charmy and Redwood's going to take us on a hike and tell us all about the Lemurians. And, and the beings that are inside in inner earth and in the mountain, things
Yay.
Like that. So
then we get to go for a ride on a spaceship.
Yeah.
You may or may not remember it. Just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something if everybody was like, hey, how did it get dark out? It was noon.
Uh-huh.
The whole group.
Yeah.
disappeared for a few hours.
Yeah.
Could happen. Could happen.
So anyway, that's, I mean, QHHT all by itself in a class is just fascinating and super exciting, and it's wonderful, wonderful, fantastic. But then now we're adding these other parts to it.
Yeah. So
it's just like taking it over the top, and many
and
people.
And it really is taking it over. I mean, it's, yeah. You go through these experiences, you get to, you know, you're going into these classes, you're learning so much, you're hitting these, really these quantum levels, practicing hopefully on each other, going into these spaces, and then going on these journeys is just icing on the cake. It's amazing. So,
well, because everybody's forming such bonds when they're in these classes, the people and everything.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
You talk about it, I got a cough. Anyways, but what we have been finding with these classes, and you more than me, but I have in sessions have had this come up as well, is that the people that are showing up are somehow connected as like soul groups, right?
Yeah. It's really interesting because we have something happens right in the last 2 weeks before class happens, and we have lovingly gotten to call it the SC shuffle. Because the SC, the higher, it's like that's our higher part, and it's like all of it's taking over, and it's like handpicking who's supposed to be in that class and who's not. It's like so it moves some out and moves some last minutes in, things like that. But then during the class, these people, you know, if they're doing sessions and stuff, it'll come out in the sessions that they've been, the whole class has been together forever, or these certain groups have been together, or they'll just sit next to people. And they're strangers when they come in, but then they're soul brothers when they, you know, they find that they've been together for eons.
Yep.
Well,
for sure. Yeah. Instant connections and conversation just starts flowing.
Yeah. And no accidents.
Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
And so that's all of that super cool stuff that's going on, has been going on, and is going on and will continue. I mean, we're planning into next year, going to do an African safari.
Why do you do this to me on shows?
Because I like to see your reaction. That'll be in about a year from now, so somewhere in the middle of the next year. You know, just fantastic things come in. These connections that we make in these classes, you know, it's like it enables us to be able to bring these things to everyone and in a way that it's part of the class. So, you know, it's just wonderful. So, I mean, these are like once in a lifetime bucket list things that we can share.
I may have to find my way to a safari. That's my bucket list thing to do right there.
Me too.
Well, of course.
Yeah. It's like, that'd be so cool. So anyway, so that's just a peek at, you know, a little bit of what we've already got planned for next year. So and we're still filling that in. So it's just going to keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
But this goes, you know, the reason I think that these classes are becoming more popular. One, we're getting better at getting the word out, and the classes are fantastic. But two is people are ready to understand who they are and what's going on.
That is
huge. This is really opening the doorway to that for people. People that come to the classes, the people that they will help, you know, because it's all about discovering who we really are. And it is about visiting these other dimensions. Like you said earlier, we're just going to do these different things, these memories. We're going to remember things. And that's just, it really is just another dimension. Because that's how it all is. We want to make it complicated by saying, I got to move in and out. We're moving in and out dimensions, and I've got to go here, and this other reality or this other whatever. We do it all the time.
And we're trying to make it a thing like go meditate and move into another dimension or something. Just change a thought, and you can create a new dimension. Change your emotional state. Raise your vibration. You're in a different dimension.
Exactly.
So do something to make you happy. Go out and take a walk in nature. That's going to change your frequencies, your realities. And
absolutely. And just pay attention because, I mean, literally, well, I mean, we really are. We're moving in and out of these dimensions all the time. But it's usually there's such slight differences in the dimensions, because they're just all laying on top of each other, that usually it's not anything that we're going to notice. So pay attention, because there will be differences.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of paying it and just noticing, to stay aware. It doesn't mean like you have to be on guard or anything, but just if something gets your attention.
Yeah, like if you guys are paying attention, Julia was wearing a red shirt when we started. Or was she? How many of you just went back to go check that? Just saying. That would have been a cool trick, though.
It would have been.
Yeah. Anyway.
You see why I have a hard time keeping my train of thought?
There were so many things I wanted to say just then.
She tries to blame it on me. It's not me.
Yeah. What did you say the other day? It's not dementia, it's dimensions.
Yes. It's demential. It's not dementia. Okay, and that has to do with memory. Okay, because we're talking about memory. Well, as we come more and more fully into this fourth dimension, the dimension with no time, it's where we're really losing the concept of time. Because in the third dimension, we fully understand time. We are fully grounded in time. We know from minute to minute what we're doing. We know where we were and what everything that was going on. But as we get more and more into this dimension, have you noticed that it's harder to hold on to concepts of time? And it's like something that happened, actually, we were talking about the mowing thing, and I'm like, well, when was that? It seemed like, was it China? Like, that would have been a month ago?
Yeah.
No, it was last weekend.
Yeah.
But it's something that seems like, it was something way back there. No, it was like a few days ago. And that's how it'll be. It's like something that was this morning might seem several days ago. It's that because the time element is just completely escaping. It's not here. And we're allowing it to go. But with that.
See, like this show, I feel like we've done it already.
The deja vu show. We rehearsed it, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. Technical difficulties. Here we are again.
Yeah. But we it all worked. It all
nailed
worked.
It.
So anyway, with that time element and not able to grasp these things, what happens there is you kind of lose some of this stuff. It's like it's not as grounded on thought processes and time elements and things like that. So do you find yourself maybe not remembering things quite as easily?
All the time, I do, yeah.
And I feel like that's because of that time thing. It's like those two somehow are attached, they're connected. And so when the one becomes wispy, then so does the other. And that's what I was saying. It's just a dimensional thing, not dementia.
Yes, not dementia. What about this one, though? You got to do a lot of planning ahead with all these classes that are coming up and all the traveling and everything like that. Are you finding it harder and harder to do that because it's more like, let's be in this moment, what's going on right now? This is happening, that's happening. And because that's what I'm finding is like, there's always something in the moment that's just calling my attention. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, the day that, you know, whatever was planned out here that seems so far out, oh my gosh, here it is.
It's here. And it's, I have like, no hotel room. I have no flight. I have no, and I'm like,
no, we're not talking like that. No.
And so that's why I'm trying to get a little bit better about making lists to keep me in track there, because it is, it'll be all of a sudden it's there. And I haven't done my planning because the time element, I thought I had plenty of time.
Yeah.
And no, I don't. And the other thing that's happening,
it's just like around the corner.
Yeah. And the other thing that's happening is a lot is, it's like the conceptual part is not there. And so I think that's why the schedule got so packed in together, is because each one is a compartment and I'm not looking at the whole thing together. I'm just looking at each individual thing and not seeing that, when you put them together, there's only 1 week between these major trips. It's like, and that's really hard to regroup yourself and get going again. So I'll probably be even loopier than I have been.
Yay me. That's always fun. Be like, oh, what can I say now? What can I do?
I have gained a new respect for my body and my mind. As I recall, I mean, it's always an adjustment when you come off of these long international trips. You have to go through stuff. But, and I don't know if, I'm going to give it to this, all this stuff again. The body, you know, it really does need, it has to go through its recoup time. Mm-hmm. So, and that's something I'm having to learn to be kinder and understanding to my body, because I'm like, okay, we should be good to go in 2 days. It's like, I do not think so. In fact, it's been going, pushing me down and going, no, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. It catches up with you if you don't listen.
It does.
No more psychic 2x4s. We've had that on the show before. Yeah. Start listening.
Well, and then, exactly, and I don't know if that's what it was, like, I think day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? It was yesterday.
Stop. Dang,
there we go again. I'm telling you, this is how it works. It was yesterday.
That was planned.
But it was yesterday, and I was like, I kept being dizzy in the morning. I'm like, gosh, what's going on? Yeah. Finally, I just laid down, and after I laid down for a nap, then I was okay. So, if you're feeling some of this stuff, let the body have its rest. It's trying to catch up. It's trying to adjust to whatever. So be kind and give it the time and the help it needs.
Yeah.
I like to just push and go, and it wasn't going to let me.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what we're learning right now is, you know, we've been on this cycle. We've been in this training that you got to go, 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 go. And that's not what life is. Okay. It's not like that. You know, we slow down, we enjoy, we take these moments, we rest, we work, we play, we eat, we sleep. You know, we don't have to drive ourselves into the ground. And I think more and more people are starting to wake up to that and see that the world is not just a 80-hour work week and collapse and then do it again. So.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is, yeah, we go, go, go. And what tends to happen is it's like we're always moving away from whatever it is which we want. If we would just stand still and just relax and just pay attention, it would just come to us.
Yeah.
So that's the now thing. So stop trying so hard to go get it and just allow it to be.
Okay. Give me a minute.
Allow it to come to you. Put out there what you want. Go to action on it, but don't be so hard that you don't even notice it when it comes, or that you're always push, 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 and you're in the other direction of it.
Yeah. Very true. Mm-hmm. Okay, been there, done that. You can do one of those.
Can I do that? Did I do it right?
You did it better than I did.
Did I do it?
You've done this before.
I can't snap. Oh, what was it you said about snapping fingers?
That's right. The snapping of the fingers came through in one of the messages. When you hear someone snapping their finger like that, that means it's your subconscious sign to self that you are further along than you think you are, and give yourself some credit. There we go. Yeah. So. And I loved it because I was telling Julia about that. And then she said, that's so weird, because it stood out to me when somebody was snapping. It was like spirit wanted me to see that, or yeah.
It was in China.
Yeah.
And we were dancing, and I snap my fingers sometimes to the beat. And for some reason that time, I was very cognizant that I was snapping my fingers. And then you tell me about that, and it was like, I probably do it all the time, but that time it registered, I'm snapping my fingers. I wonder if everybody does that, something like that. You know, I'm like, what, you know, these weird thoughts we think.
And then you said that. I probably do it all the time too, but now I've become very aware when I'm snapping my fingers because of that message. I'm like, oh, do I do that all the time, or am I doing that because I want to be ahead of the game?
I think it's different if you consciously I'm going to snap.
Come on.
Anyway, that's very cool. So all of you that heard of snapping,
yep, you're much ahead of the game. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You're in a good place.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's go to. We're talking about these like these memories and things like that are just dimensional things. What are some other examples that you can think of parallel realities, dimensional shifts, things that can make it simpler for people?
Well, I'm going to use my parents and their birthday because mm-hmm. I think I was telling you about that. Do you think that would be a good example of? So I get this text message that says, from my sister, and she says, hey, we're getting together. My parents' birthdays are one day apart. So we're getting together. I'm reading Saturday at 4:00 for the birthday. Do we want pizza or chicken? And so I'm like, okay. So I go right over to my calendar and I block it off so that nobody can schedule an appointment there. I want to be at the birthday thing, right? And then my sons, I forwarded that to my kids so I didn't forget to tell them because that happens too. You think you told somebody and you didn't. So then my son comes in and he goes, I vote for pizza for Sunday. I said, what's Sunday? It's like, you're the one that sent me the message, Mom. And I was like, no, that's Saturday. I mean, it was so clear in my head that it was Saturday. He says, so then he's doubting himself. He pulls it up and he goes, nope, it says Sunday right there. I mean, I even responded to that text message as if it were Saturday, and which is today. I should be there right now. I would have been there right now. And anyway, so once I got on there, I said, oh, sorry, everyone. I thought this was Saturday. And then I caught up to speed with everything. But one of them says, I thought that was kind of funny that you wrote what you wrote because it didn't make sense. And I was like, but you don't say anything.
Yeah.
So in that reality, it was Saturday. Yeah. When I read that first text, that was whatever dimension I was in, it was Saturday.
So was there a lot of thought going into this of whether it should be Saturday or Sunday? And was it going back and forth deciding?
Saturday worked better for me. So maybe there was a part of me that wanted that to be Saturday, Yeah, because I had a bigger window of opportunity on Saturday. Tomorrow or Sunday, I have, because this hasn't happened yet, I have a psychic fair that I'm supposed to be at. So that is an all-day event. And so I'm going to have to leave that early in order to get to the birthday thing, which is fine. But
I ask that because that's how these other realities. I mean, it's like when we have decisions to make and if we decide one way, well, the other one that we were thinking about, it's over there, has a life too. So
yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
So I'm probably eating pizza right now in the other dimension.
Yeah, probably
the one that worked out better for me time wise. So,
but that's where one where it's like it goes off, and then these are things that sometimes we move in and out of those because these are all different decisions that we've made, and as that veil keeps thinning, getting thinner mm-hmm. and thinner. Then we can move among them. It's like they're seeing different things. I think probably some people have had it where they've gone into one where it's completely different, but it was like different options. And we see movies like that all the time. So those movies have to be coming from somewhere. Those are
sliding like door is one of them, right? Butterfly effect is another one. Right. Other dimensions, other realities playing out. Yeah. They make a different decision.
Powerful. And so those are there, and maybe it's just people being curious about it, but I'm always thinking, when they go into that much detail, I feel like someone's actually had the experience to some extent, they come from someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It's always like, well, what did happen? And then when they take them, see, and this is what we do in sessions. We're taking people the SC is taking them to what's appropriate for them to see. And sometimes it will be alternate options.
Okay, so, you said SC, and I got in my head, not everybody knows what that means.
Yeah, the SC, that's what earlier we said, it was like the higher self. That's our short term for the subconscious. Some people are the super conscious. We just call it SC for short. It's also known as the higher self, the oversoul, the big grand.
The big you.
The big you. Big me. it's that part of ourselves that knows everything. That's got the great big picture, and it knows it's your big guidance system. So, so it's keeping track of. I mean, it's got all these different options. So every time you do something different, see, that's another part of you that's having that experience. It's just, these are all experiences that big me, that part of us, is choosing to have through us. So as we go off in different directions.
And so, you know, that's making me think of a session that I had that might even play very nicely into this subject. And it was one where we were able to see multiple timelines or realities. And so I think the question was, is what aspect of me is going to have this outcome? And I thought, what an amazing way to ask that question. What aspect of me, meaning, is it this incarnation, or is there another incarnation of me, or is there another timeline? It was such a broad, I mean, like, wide open question. It was going to be so cool to see it. And it depended on what event happened. And so there was like multiple events that could happen. And if this event happened, you have these four possibilities. And if this event happens, you have three possibilities. And if this event happens, you have, and it was so cool to look at it that way. So whichever event happened, the other timelines or the other realities drop away. And now you have this one.
Yeah.
And then you end up having choices, and you pick which one you feel pulled to. And then the other ones drop away. And now you have this one. And it was really cool to look at it that way. But
yeah, rather than, so many times it's like we're looking at time. See how time has nothing to do with that? It's the events. Yeah. And that's why they say, well, we have to get all these pieces and parts in place before something can happen. And it's waiting for this event. It's waiting for these things to converge. It's waiting for this. And it's like these people are all coming in or whatever. And so it's like these parts have to come in to play before the next, whatever it is that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So that's great. I love it. But that's,
I know. Yeah. Julia is shifting dimensions on me. Is everybody else seeing that?
No, that's cool. It's deep, but it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and the question, the way it was worded, and I'm sure I didn't do it justice just then, but the way it was worded was like, my gosh, why wouldn't you ask it that way?
Exactly.
It made so much sense when I read it.
Right. And then that showing you how we are each here having all these different experiences. So see, it's up to you what you want to do with it and how you want to perceive it.
It's kind of like a game, you know. It's like, okay, this event's going to happen. Which route am I going to take? If that event happens, what route am I going to take? You know, and it's like, you've got to get a strategy. You don't have to. It's just kind of like, it's going to happen anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, so whichever, and that was the other part. The collective played a part in which outcome or which event happens, right? So it depends on where the collective is at this pinpoint moment, and wherever the collective was depended on which event happened and which path they end up taking. So it was cool.
A lot of criteria.
Yep. Convoluted. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. That's where it's always like, I'm glad someone with a much bigger vision is keeping track of all this.
I don't know how they do it.
Some whatever, what do you want to call it? But yeah,
I would hate to see that chessboard, right?
Yeah, you know, it's some grand computer motherboard.
No kidding.
To keep track of all these possibilities, probabilities.
Yeah, and billions of them. And synchronize them all. Yeah.
Time. Okay. I think we're about out. We just have a few minutes left. Anyway, so we talked about our classes coming up. I think we got some good stuff. This is really good. The dimensions and parallel.
We got to talk about the deer and the bear.
Yes, all the wildlife here.
Turkey. Yeah.
This is what it's like in rural Arkansas, in the hills of Arkansas. So if you want this kind of life, just come to the Ozarks.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So Tracy, if people want to find you, what's the best way they can do that?
please go to TracyMahan.com. That's going to get you everywhere else. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can find me in all those places. I have a YouTube channel. You can find most of that linked to my face or to my website. So just go TracyMahan.com and you should be able to find everything else. And now you, Julia.
Okay.
How do people find all the stuff you do?
All the stuff I do. I do have a website, but it's not updated, so that's not the best place to send you to my website. I really will work on it. And that's juliacannon.com, but you can find out about me there. But yeah. Anyway, but if you want to know about the classes and everything that we're doing there, go to QHHTofficial.com. Also, we have a Facebook page. I have a Soul Speak, Julia Cannon Soul Speak Facebook page. So you can get, that's where my most current things are. And then we have a QHHT official Facebook page.
Yep.
We have DolorescCannon.com and Dolores Cannon Facebook page. And we have, anyway, any
you
of
can,
those, any of
you
those,
can
you can
find it.
You can find everything
now,
you ever want to know about us.
We're hoping that there will be some new videos being put on your YouTube page. So how do they find that?
Okay. On my, that's just Julia Cannon. I think it's just Julia Cannon. I don't remember. Anyway, just go to YouTube and look for my pictures. So put my name in there and look for my picture.
I'm going to see if that works. Let's see if it works, you guys. Julia Cannon. And, okay, a lot of people have had you as a guest, so you got to filter through that. But there is a Julia Cannon page, and it'll be easy enough to find. Just put in her name.
It has my picture, right?
It does have your picture, yes.
There you go.
And, so what... I'm poking the bear. I'm saying get some more videos on your YouTube page.
And that's my project for the weekend is to get more videos on there because I do have a lot of videos. I just haven't put them up yet.
So come follow her. Let's build her up to be one of the most popular YouTube pages out there on the planet because this is where the future is. This is where everything is going.
Well, we definitely want to keep on this cutting edge of who we are and what we're doing and what it's all about. So I love this subject. I love exploring it. So if you love it too, come on and join us.
Yeah.
And I love you all. And I can't wait to see you again. We'll probably be doing another show next week and then I'll be off to England.
And then it's going to be a big break again, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So.
Okay. Anyway, see you next week and love you all.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.